A 34-year-old man has been arrested in Melbourne overnight in connection with two bodies found in a home at Mount Waverley. Victoria Police homicide team is investigating after discovering the bodies of yet-to-be-identified man and woman around 10 p.m. Monday. Detectives arrested the man at West Hall train station and say they are not looking for any other people linked to the case. They are asking anyone with information to come forward. More than 50,000 health workers in New South Wales will receive an 8.5% pay rise over the next 2 years after the state government reached a deal with the Health Services Union. The agreement covers allied health workers, hospital cleaners, scientists, security officers, and patient transport officers. Workers will see a 4% plus Workers will see a 4% plus 0.5% superannuation increase this financial year, another 4% next year. The state's treasurer, Daniel Mulkey, says it's a major step towards improving the state's health care.
Importantly, this is an agreement the state can afford. Through our prudent budget management, but the fact that we will be modernising pay and conditions across the state means that we can afford to offer 50,000 workers real wage increases over the next 2 years, a vital step in ensuring that they keep working for New South Wales Health.
Victoria Police have released an image of a man accused of the 1974 rape of a woman in her home in inner Melbourne suburb of Fitzroy. George Karakas was charged with rape, burglary and indecent assault and granted bail, but never arrived at court. New South Wales police officers believed they had found him in Sydney's eastern suburbs in 1990, but he had fled before he could be taken into custody under a warrant. After a 2015 appeal failed to locate Karakas, police have now released a digital image projecting what he may look like today. Detective Senior Constable Ruby Roberts says the victim is now in her 80s and is still seeking justice.
The victim has spent the last 50 years with this hanging over her head. She deserves to feel safe in her home, and she deserves to know that the man who has assaulted her has been brought before the court. She's obviously still affected by the offence that occurred, but it would mean the world to her to know that he has been located and to know where he is.
A 12-month trial is underway in New South Wales to equip hospital staff with body-worn cameras. Health Minister Ryan Park says security staff at selected sites will be able to activate the cameras in response to incidents involving aggression and violence in the hospital, where there is risk of harm to staff, patients and others. He says the trial will determine how effective the cameras are at deterring and de-escalating violent incidences. A total of 15 hospitals in Sydney are part of the trial, while hospitals in Lismore and Port Macquarie are also included. Tasmania's minority Liberal government has lost the support of a crossbench MP due to its pledge to phase out greyhound racing. Carlo De Falco of the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party described the government's promise as a backroom deal with animal rights extremists. Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe must secure the support of at least four crossbenchers to form a majority government after last month's state election delivered a hung parliament. The crossbench is comprised of five Greens, five Independents and Mr. De Falco. The Greens and some Independents have welcomed the proposed greyhound racing ban, but have not yet said who they will support. The Liberals have also ditched a plan to open 39,000 acres of native forestry for logging. The acting Palestinian ambassador to Australia, Nara Saleh, has welcomed the Prime Minister's decision to recognise a Palestinian state in September, following assurances from the Palestinian Authority, which governs the West Bank. Anthony Albanese announced on Monday that Australia would recognise a Palestinian state at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Ms. Saleh told SBS Arabic this is a significant development.
Although belated, Australia's recognition has humanitarian, political and legal implications. And despite its distance from the Middle East, Australia has significant influence internationally and can make a difference.
Israel's ambassador to Australia, Amir Maimon, has told ABC the recognition of Palestinian state will do nothing to end the war in Gaza. The Greens have renewed calls for the government to end the export of weapons parts to Israel after Prime Minister announced Australia would recognise a Palestinian state on Monday. Australia joins France, the UK and Canada in recognising Palestinian statehood at the United Nations General Assembly meeting in September, a move Anthony Albanese says important to achieve a two-state solution. Green Senator Marine Faruqi says the move is inadequate and called on the government to end the export of military-grade steel and F-35 fighter jet parts to Israel.
Unless the Prime Minister pairs this announcement of recognising Palestine with ending the two-way arms trade and sanctioning Israel, it is nothing but an illusion and a distraction from what is happening on the ground, where Israel is killing everyone and destroying everything in Gaza.
More than 140 of the 193 United Nations member states already recognise a Palestinian state. South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas says it's unclear how long the destructive algal bloom will persist along the state's coastline. The Federal Environment Minister Murray Watt has apologised for the government's slow response to the algal bloom, which has killed tens of thousands of marine animals since March. He also touted the government's recently announced $28 million package to support local communities jointly funded with the state government. Mr. Malinauskas tells Sky News that he is hopeful the event passes soon.
There's a significant cohort of scientists who are still of the view that the algal bloom will pass us by in the cooler months, you know, which we've probably got around about 6 or 7 weeks off left. But there is also a very real possibility that this is still around in spring and summer, and that will present a different suite of challenges, and that's what we're preparing for as a government. We're preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
A proposed nationwide recycling scheme could see things like two-minute noodles, chocolate bars and breakfast cereals cost more at the supermarket. Australia's competition regulator has signalled plans to approve the establishment of a voluntary industry-led scheme to collect and recycle soft plastic packaging from consumers. The new operation, if approved, will be funded through a soft packaging levy that will be passed on to consumers. The scheme replaces REDcycle, which collapsed in 2022, with an estimated 11,000 tonnes of soft plastic dispersed across dozens of depots. And now, in sport, Fremantle midfielder Nat Fyfe will retire at the end of the season. The midfielder will finish up after 16 seasons in the league, all of them with Fremantle, and will leave as one of the Perth club's most decorated players. He's won the game's most prestigious individual honour, the Brownlow Medal, twice in 2015 and 2019. He's been on the All-Australian team three times and has been voted Fremantle's Player of the Year three times. The 33-year-old says he's been weighing up retirement with his family and the club's coaches for the last 12 months. FA Cup winners Crystal Palace have won the Community Shield after beating Premier League champions Liverpool overnight. It was a crowd-pleasing match at Wembley Stadium, the sides drawing 2-2 after extra time, with Crystal Palace winning 3-2 on penalty shootouts. Substitute Justin Devaney kicked the winning point after Mohamed Salah, Alex McAllister and Harvey Elliott missed for the Reds. The Liverpool manager, Arne Slot, said the team needs to firm up its defence after admitting he had expected a win.
And in my opinion, we controlled the game till the moment they scored the 2-2. And then all of a sudden, although we still had one big chance for Mo Salah, but we could have lost it in the end as well. Till that moment of the 2-1, I think there was every reason for me to expect that we would win this game.
And for a look at today's weather, Perth is partly cloudy at 31. Adelaide is seeing a shower or two, getting sunny at 17. Melbourne's showers at 16. Hobart, shower or two at 15. Canberra, morning frost, mostly sunny at 16. Wollongong is a possible shower at 17, Sydney, possible showers at 18, Newcastle, a shower or two at 18, Brisbane is partly cloudy at 22, Cairns is a shower or two at 27, Darwin is sunny at 32. And that wraps up the news, sport and weather for today. You're listening to NITV Radio.